So we're going to the Gospel of Luke.
کتاب لوقا رو میخونیم.
Yeah, we're looking at the life of Jesus.
در زندگی عیسی مسیح قدم به قدم نگاه میکنیم.
And the things that he has said, the things that he has done.
حرفایی که زده، چیزهایی که گفته و کارهایی که انجام داده.
And we're in the second half of the book of Luke.
دومین قسمت کتاب لوقا هستیم.
Which focuses on his journey towards Jerusalem.
تمرکز میکنه به مسیر زندگیش در اورشلیم.
Yeah, where of course eventually he will be crucified.
Now,
last week we left off in Luke 17 verse 10, and so let's start reading in Luke
17:11. And
we will find here a story of 10 lepers. And there are some lessons we can draw from this story today. Let's start reading verses 11 till 14 from Luke 17. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go shew yourself unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
و هنگامی که سفر به سوی اورشلیم می‌کرد از میانه سامره و جلیل می‌رفت و چون به دهکده داخل می‌شد ناگاه 10 شخص جزامی به استقبال او آمدند و از دور ایستاده به صدای بلند گفتند عیسی خداوند بر ما ترحم فرما او به ایشان نظر کرده گفت بروید و خود را به کاهن بنمایید ایشان چون می‌رفتند پاک گشتند.
Yeah, so Jesus is going to Jerusalem. He's on his way. He comes by this village. And there he's met by 10 lepers. Now, notice that it says that they stood far off. And it was because a person, if he or she would have the disease of leprosy, they couldn't be among the people. Because it was a contagious disease.
If
you ended up being labeled as a leper, that had a major impact on your life. You had to go out of the city. You could not be with your family.
You're
basically put out of society. Yeah, so these lepers call out from a distance to Jesus. Help us. Heal us.
Yeah,
from this we can conclude that they obviously heard about Jesus.
And
that they knew that Jesus could heal people.
Yeah,
so they just call out for help. And then Jesus tells them, go show yourself to the priests.
Now,
go to Leviticus chapter 13. Because I want to give you shortly some background in regards to this disease. Is called leprosy.
Because
God has specifically given instructions in regards to this disease. Go to Leviticus 13 and read verses 1 till 3. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have it in the skin of his flesh arising as cap a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priests, and the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague inside be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him, and pronounce him unclean.
اگر کسی بر پوست بدن خود تاول یا آماس یا لک داشته باشد و هم بر پوست بدنش به جزام بدل شود باید نزد هارون کاهن یا یکی از پسرانش که کاهنند آورده شود کاهن قسمتی از پوست بدن وی را که دچار بیماری است بیازماید و اگر موی قسمت مبتلا به بیماری سفید شده باشد و بیماری عمیق‌تر از پوست بدنش به نظر آید در آن صورت بیماری جزام است کاهن باید پس از آزمودن وی
Yeah, so if somebody had certain symptoms, yeah, that could possibly point to leprosy. That person had to go to the priest and show it to him. And the priest had all these different instructions to determine if it was leprosy or not. Yeah, if you read the whole chapter of Leviticus 13, it goes up and forth and talking about leprosy. And if it was determined that a person person had leprosy, the priest would declare the person unclean. Yeah, and if the person was healed from that, he could then declare the person clean. Now, skip to verse 45. Read 45 and 46. To get an idea of the impact almost on a person who had leprosy.
ببینیم که برای کسی که جزام داشت چه جوری زندگی سخت بوده، چقدر سخت میکشیده.
And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare, and he shall put up a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled, he is unclean. He shall dwell alone, without a camp shall his habitation be.
کسی که به بیماری جزام مبتلا است باید جامه پاره برتن کرده، موهای سر خود را باز کند و پایین صورت خود را پوشانیده فریاد برکشد نجس نجس. او تا زمانی که به این بیماری مبتلا است نجس خواهد ماند. او نجس است، باید تنها زندگی کند و مسکن او بیرون از اردوگاه باشد.
Yeah, so if the person had leprosy, he was declared unclean, and then he had to cover his mouth when he went around. He had to warn people, yeah, when they come in close to him and saying, unclean, unclean. Yeah? And of course, if they would heal from this, they could become clean again if the priests would declare it.
And
they again had instruction how to find out if it was really gone. And then this person could join his family again, getting be part of society again. So Jesus tells these lepers basically in Luke 17, go show yourself to the priests. Now at this point, these lepers have the disease of leprosy. They could look at themselves and say, yes, I am sick, I have this disease. And they would know that if they would go to the priest, that the verdict would be unclean. And here's a first lesson I want to draw from this passage. And that's actually a lesson of faith. Read the next verse, verse 14. Not the next verse. Look for 17:14. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go shew yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. It's the same verse again, verse 14.
او به ایشان نظر کرده گفت بروید و خود را به کاهن بنمایید. ایشان چون می‌رفتند پاک گشتند.
So here's what I want you to notice. When they heard the words of Jesus, they were not cleansed yet. They were still lepers. It was only after they responded to the words of Jesus that they were cleansed. They had first to take a step of faith. They had to decide to start on a journey to go see that priest, knowing that in their current state they will be declared unclean. And only after they left, somewhere between leaving Jesus and arriving at the priest, they got well, they got healed.
از جایی که عیسی رو ترک کردن تا زمانی که به کاهن برسن بدنشون پاک شد.
And we know it didn't directly happen when they took their first step.
می‌دونیم که با قدم اولین اتفاق نیفتاد.
Because we read later that one came back after he discovered he was healed. He had to come back.
چون یکی یکی اتفاق افتاد. چون یکیش برمیگرده بعد از شفا شد.
So they went on the way. They took a step of faith.
قدم ایمان برداشتن، اطاعت کردن.
Even though there was no physical evidence yet that they were healed.
هیچ نشونه جسمانی نداشتن که شفا پیدا.
They heard the word of Jesus.
کلام عیسی رو شنیدن.
They believed him.
ایمان آوردن.
They engaged that with faith and started going to the priest. They responded to the word of God. Yeah, the lesson here is that they had to step out in faith before the miracle happened.
Adam برمی‌داشتن.
Before they could see
God
work in their lives.
قبل از اینکه کار خداوند رو تو زندگیشون ببینن.
And they responded to the words of Jesus, which of course they responded to the word of God.
عیسی مسیح رو شنیدن و جواب دادن.
Because Jesus is the living word.
چون عیسی مسیح اون خداوند کلام زنده است.
Now we can read all these promises in the Bible.
ما می‌تونیم همه این قول‌های کلام رو ببینیم.
Where it says, "Oh, do this and then you will be blessed."
اون شفا پیدا می‌کنی. اون کارو بکن شفا پیدا می‌کنی.
Yeah, do this. Then God promises something. Promises that are yes and amen. Because God has said it. When we simply believe them. And then start walking spiritually in that direction.
Not
taking a step of faith.
Now
God expects us
to trust Him.
On His word. And to walk by faith. Yeah, God tends not to give us all the details of what is going to happen. He simply expects us to believe Him on His word.
Yeah,
and these lepers had to step out before the miracle happened.
Before
the healing took place in this case. They had to trust and act on the words of Jesus.
Now,
I want to give you some more examples from the Bible where we see a similar of exactly the same thing. Go to the book of 2 Kings. And this is another story which also involves lepers. Yeah, the context here is the city of Samaria, which is being attacked by an army. The Syrians. So they're around it, nothing can go in and out. And as a result, there's no food, people get hungry. There's a famine. Yeah, till the point that the king overhears a conversation where two women are talking about eating their children. That's how bad it had become. Yeah, of course, that's not right, that's wicked.
But
it shows you how bad the situation was. Yeah, so go to 2 Kings chapter 7 and read verse 1. 1 and 2. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered to the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof."
یک پیمانه آرد به بهای یک مثقال نقره و دو پیمانه جو به یک مثقال معامله خواهد شد. سرداری که پادشاه به بازویش تکیه میزد به مرد خدا گفت: ببین، اگر خداوند پنجره‌ها نیز در آسمان بگشاید، چنین چیزی ممکن نخواهد بود. یشع پاسخ داد: تو با چشمان خودت این را خواهی دید، ولی از آن نخواهی خورد.
Yeah, so Elisha is bringing
Elisha.
A word from God.
کلام خداوند رو میاره.
Yeah, and tells, "Hey, tomorrow,
فردا,
yeah, food will be available again.
غذا به دست
میاد. Food will be cheap again.
غذا ارزون میشه.
Something that at that point seemed utterly impossible.
غیر ممکن به نظر میرسه که همه بتونن به این غذا برسن.
Yeah, see one of the lords that is there basically mocking Elisha for saying it. If you read the whole story, yeah, what Elisha prophesied about him, that he will see it with his own eyes, but not eat it, that's going to come to pass. Yeah, but read the story for yourself in 2 Kings 7. Now, read the next two verses, 3 and 4. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die."
اما چهار مرد جزامی بر دروازه شهر می بودند. آنان به یکدیگر گفتند: چرا اینجا بمانیم تا بمیریم؟ اگر بوییم بیایید به شهر درآییم، آنجا قحطی است و خواهیم مرد. و اگر اینجا بمانیم نیز تلف خواهیم شد. پس به اردوگاه آرامیان برویم و خود را تسلیم کنیم. اگر ما را زنده بگذارند که جان به در برده ایم و اگر هم ما را بکشند خواهیم مرد.
Yeah, so we have these four lepers here. They're sitting at the gate. Yeah, of course, they're lepers, so they're probably not allowed in the gate in the city. And here's what we're thinking. Why are we just sitting here, waiting to die? Yeah, let's consider the options. First option. We can go into the city. Yeah, where the famine is, where people are to the point of eating each other.
And
we will die there. Or we can just keep sitting here and die here. Or we can just go out to the Syrian army. Maybe they won't kill us. And we live. But also the worst thing can happen that we die anyway. Yeah, so regardless of what we are doing, the chances are not so good. Yeah?
So
let's do something. So here's what they decide to do. Read verse 5. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uppermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there.
پس شامگاهان برخواستند تا به اردوگاه آرامیان بروند. اما چون نزدیک اردوگاه رسیدند، کسی آنجا نبود.
So they decided to go to the camp of the Syrians. Now, I want you to notice what time they're going. Because I don't think that's a coincidence that it is mentioned here. And in a moment you'll know why. It says in the twilight. Yeah, which is between light and dark. Yeah, it could be in the morning and it could also be in the evening.
Now,
I believe this is the evening because later on they bring word back to the city of what happened. And they waking the king up. So it looks like it's in the night. So it's in the twilight in the evening. So who knows how long they've been talking about making that decision during the day. Like, shall we go? What shall we do? So they set out to the camp and they find it empty. Now, what happens? Read verses 6 and 7. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, Lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life.
زیرا خداوند چنان کرد که صدای اسبان و عرابه ها و لشکری عظیم به گوش ارامیان رسید. چنان که به دیگر گفتند اینک پادشاه اسرائیل پادشاهان هیتیان و مصریان را به ضد ما عجیر کرده تا به ما حمله آورند. پس برخواسته در تاریکی شب گریختند و خیمه ها و اسبان و الاغ‌هایشان را همگی بر جای نهادند. آری آنان اردوگاه را همان سان که بود رها کرده و از بیم جان گریخته بودند.
Yeah, so God had caused them to flee, letting them believe that the Israelites had help. Now it also mentions when the Syrians exactly were fleeing. It says in the twilight.
Now,
I don't believe things are by accident in the Bible. I think this is interesting because it's the same time that the lepers took a step of faith to just go to the Syrians to see what God would be doing for them and save them. Yeah, it's in the twilight that the Syrians were confused. Now, if you read the story, the first leper starts looting. Because all the stuff is there, including gold and precious things. And
but
eventually, their conscience caught up to them and they said, hey, bad things could happen to us when we do this. And they decide to go tell everybody.
Yeah.
And they go back to the city and tell everybody that, hey, the Syrians are gone.
ارامیان.
You can come out, you can eat.
بیان بیرون، غذا حاضره.
Yeah. And then this guy who said, "Oh, it can never happen," actually get trampled at the door. He sees it, but he doesn't eat from it.
به محض اینکه از در میاد بیرون، میخوره زمین و میمیره.
Yeah, but it seems like.
But
it looks.
Yeah, but it looks very much like that the leopards decided at twilight that they would go. And that God is doing the miracle. Yeah, go to the book of Joshua. Because there are a whole lot of this kind of stories in the Bible. Yeah, where God expects us to take a step of faith. And if we don't take that step of faith, the miracle or the work that God wants to do is not going to happen. Now, of course, the book of Joshua starts with the Israelites entering in the promised land.
Now,
to enter in that land, they had to cross a river, the Jordan River. Yeah, so God is telling them, hey, you need to prepare yourself. The whole nation is mobilized
because
you're going to enter the promised land. And of course, this big river is in the way.
Now,
Joshua, read Joshua 3, 13 and 14. Yeah. Joshua 3, verse 13 and 14. Because God would do something. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, then the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents, to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people.
چون کف پای کاهنانی که صندوق یهوه خداوندگار به تمامی زمین را می بردند در آب اردن قرار گیرد آبهای اردن که از بالا می آید بند آمده همچون توده خواهد ایستاد پس چون قوم از خیمه های خود روانه شدند و از اردن بگذرند کاهنانی که صندوق عهد را می بردند پیشاپیش آنها می رفتند.
Yeah, so God tells them, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests will rest in the water, yeah, that are carrying the ark.
Yeah,
the waters of the river, the Jordan. That is when I shall cut off the Jordan River so you can pass. Yeah, so before that, the river was just running full force. Actually, there was a lot of water because it was a certain time of the year. But then the people are breaking up their tents.
اما مردم با اینکه رودخونه رو میدیدن
چادرش رو جمع میکردن. The whole camp is being dismantled.
کل کمپشون رو آماده میکردن برای سفر.
Everybody's getting ready.
این رودخونه است.
But they're still looking at a river flowing.
اما چطور نگاه میکنن رودخونه پر آب.
Now read the next two verses.
دو تایه بعدی رو بخونیم.
And as they bear the ark, were coming to Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overflowed all its banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho.
رود اردن در تمامی فصل برداشت در کنارهایش سیلاب می شود. اما چون کسانی که صندوق عهد را می بردند به اردن رسیدند و پای کاهنانی که صندوق را می بردند در لبه آب فرو رفت آبهایی که از بالا می آمد باز ایستاد و در مسافتی بسیار دور در شهری به نام آدم واقع در جوار سرطان به صورت تودهی برپا شد و آبی که به جانب دریای عربه یعنی دریای نمک جاری بود کاملا قطع شد آنگاه قوم مقابل اریها از رود عبور کردند.
Yep. Now, when did the miracle happen? When the priest stepped in the water. Yeah, you could say, oh, Joshua ordered them to do that. Joshua had to decide to take a step of faith. Yeah, what if God would embarrass me and not do this?
No.
Maybe we should wait till the river is less. No, Joshua had faith. Yeah. And after they took a step of faith, they marched with the whole nation towards the river. As soon as the priests touch the water, then they saw the miracle. Then they could see God at work. He split the river. Yep. Now, what is the lesson? Yeah. That we need to learn to take steps of faith when God speaks to us. Not so we do some crazy things.
Yeah.
There are sometimes people that say, oh, God told me to do this or that. And now I'm stepping out of faith and doing this foolish thing. God didn't tell you that. Because where in the Bible is that? No, but God told me to go in the middle of nowhere and start some community, Christian community, away from society. God didn't tell you that. Did you get a note from him on your door? Did he write on the wall? No, it was your idea. We are not of the world, but we are in the world to preach the gospel. Yeah. Go back to Luke 17. And skip to verse 19. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Yeah, so this leper just had faith. And that's why that miracle happened. He just thought, okay, I will be healed. Aim it, claim it. Is that what's happened? Did he just speak into existence his healing? No, that's not how it works. He had faith in the words of Jesus. Our faith needs to be connected to the word of God. Yeah, to what God has promised. Yeah, and that's what we see in the Bible. That's what the Bible gives us. Yeah, I'll give you an example. Yeah, the Bible tells you the tithe. Yeah, 10% of your income.
Now,
you might struggle with that. I can't. I earn too little to be able to tithe. Now the Bible says, of God says, test me. Yeah. Now, step out in faith, and you'll see that God will come through for you. If you don't step out of faith, you will never see that. Yeah, but it is in the response to what God has said.
It is
adding faith to what God has promised. Yeah, the faith was in response to what God had already said. For the lepers. Yeah, Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest. While they still were full of leprosy. Yet they went and they were healed. Yeah, when we respond in faith, we can see God work in our lives. And that faith needs to be directly connected to God's word. You might say, oh, I never saw God work in my life. Yeah, here's why. You're not willing to step out of faith. You're not willing to take the first step to see what God will do. You can just read in the Bible what he has said. You can just read his promises. But then you do something else. Because you don't trust that what God has said is actually true. Or actually it's going to happen. Solution? Do what the lepers did. They heard the word of God, the words of Jesus in this case, and stepped out in faith. Yeah? So the first lesson is learning to take steps of faith in response to what we read and learn in God's word.
Yeah?
If the Holy Spirit speaks to you, opens up the word to you when you read your Bible, then do something with it. Take a step of faith, put it into practice. Now, here's another point we can draw from this story. And that is learning that not all people that get saved will be discipled. Luke 17, I read verses 15 till 19. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine? They are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.
و یکی از ایشان چون دید که شفا یافته است برگشته به صدای بلند خدا را تمجید می‌کرد و پیش قدم او به روی در افتاده وی را شکر کرد و او از اهالی سامره بود عیسی پاسخ داد و گفت آیا ده نفر پاک نشدند پس آن نه کجا رفتند آیا هیچ کس یافت نمی‌شود که برگشته خدا را تمجید کند جز این غریبه و به او گفت برخاسته برو که ایمانت تو را نجات دهد
Now, how many of the healers, lepers, got healed? Any answer? Ten got healed. Yeah. How many came back to Jesus?
Yes.
Just one. Only one returned to Jesus. Now, of course, in the story, these people are just physically healed and cleansed from a disease.
But
leprosy is also a picture of sin in the Bible. So let me give you here a spiritual application, a spiritual truth. What is the promise in the Bible regards to salvation? Yeah, that our sins will be forgiven if we trust on Jesus Christ for our salvation. Yeah, we have a picture of salvation in this story. Ten were cleansed from leprosy, yet only one came back. What's the point that I'm making? That when you go out in the world to share the good news, and of course you hope that people get saved, and then afterwards they come to church, and then will start growing afterwards in faith. But if you've been going out soul winning, you realize that this is not the case. It's more often not the case than it is the case. It's like you get 10 people saved. Yeah, we trust on Jesus Christ. Believe on him.
Yeah,
but they never end up in church. Nobody comes back, or only very few come back for follow-up.
Now,
the reason I mention this is that sometimes people can be judgmental when you go out there, preach the gospel, people get saved, but then they're upset because, oh, these people don't show up in church. And they will say, what about the follow-up? Yeah, the Bible says in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Yeah.
Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Yeah. And they will give you this feeling, oh, you failed to teach them to preserve all things. You have failed to baptize them. Almost making it sound you've done something wrong. Yeah, that we should not go out there getting people saved if we cannot guarantee the ending of the church and get baptized.
Now,
first of all, let me put it into perspective. These people heard the gospel. Yeah, they believed and got saved. They are on their way to heaven now, which is infinitely better than going to hell. Second, we do invite them to church, but we can't force anybody to come to church. It's their responsibility to stand up in the morning and walk to a place where all the Christians are gone, when there's church. Yeah, it's their responsibility also that they get baptized. We tell them, you need to get baptized, but then they need to make that decision. Yeah, to obey God in that. Yeah, Hebrews 10:25. Yeah, this is about not forsaking the assembling. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
And what?
از گرد هم آمدن با یکدیگر غافل نشویم، چنان که بعضی عادت است، بلکه یکدیگر را نصیحت کنیم و حتی بیشتر، چون که می‌بینید که آن روز نزدیک می‌شود.
Now we encourage people to come to church. We encourage people to get baptized.
Yeah.
Do call them.
زنگ بزنید دعوتشون کنید.
Do pick them up if you can. Bring them to church.
برید دنبالشون، بیاریدشون کلیسا.
Yeah, encourage your fellow brothers and sisters to come and be in church.
بیان و کلیسا شرکت کنن.
Especially when you see they're missing for a while.
وقتی یه مدتی نیستن،
but in the end, it is their responsibility.
مسئولیت خودشونه.
And in the end, it's your responsibility to be in church as well.
مسئولیت شما اینه که خودتون کلیسا شرکت کنید.
And about do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
دور هم جمع شدن دست نکشید.
And in case you're saved today, you've never been baptized.
اگر امروز نجات پیدا کردی و هنوز تعمید نگرفتی.
Let me know. We get that done quickly.
خیلی سریع میتونین تعمید بدین.
You need to get that done because you're living in disobedience to what God has said.
زمانی که تعمید نگرفتیم ناطاعتی کردیم از خداوند.
Here's what I won't do.
اما کاری که نمی‌کنم اینه.
Force you.
به اجبار نمی‌برم.
It's your responsibility to obey God on this.
اطاعت توست.
Now, what is the reality with follow-up?
حقیقت ادامه دادن
10 lepers are healed.
10 تا جزامی شفا پیدا کردن.
And only one came back.
اما یکی برگشت.
10 people get saved.
10 نفر.
And only one shows up in church to grow. In the things of God.
رشد میکنه در کارهای خدا.
Are they on their way to heaven the rest? Absolutely.
آیا بقیه میرن بهشت؟
But will they grow in their faith?
آیا در ایمان رشد میکنن؟
نه. Will they live a blessed life?
آیا زندگی پربرکتی خواهند داشت؟ در زمین؟ نه.
In fact, now they're children of God. If they continue in sins they were doing before, living in disobedience to a father they now have, yeah, they can have chastisement. God trying to get their attention to change their ways. Yeah, so, as soul winners, which we all should be,
مبشرین که همه باید باشیم.
Yeah, we should not get discouraged when we don't see everybody who gets saved in church.
نباید ناامید بشیم وقتی میبینیم همه کارهایی که میکنیم.
That's simply not realistic.
همه کلیسا نمیان.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to compare to somebody, how many people follow Jesus?
اگر میخوایم مقایسه کنیم، وقتی عیسی توی زمین خدمت میکرد، چند نفر دورش اومد؟
Tons of them. But how many were in the how many were in the upper room?
اما اون اتاق زیر
gather together praying
با هم دعا میکردن.
Only 120.
فقط 120 نفر.
Yeah, you cannot make me believe that in the whole period of Jesus only 120 got saved.
سالهایی که عیسی خدمت میکرد فقط 120 نفر بشه.
Many more got saved.
خیلی بیشتر.
But only 120 were there.
اما فقط 120 تاشون اون شب جمع شدن.
And here a last lesson we can learn from this passage. And that's the lesson of being thankful. Go to Luke 17 and read verses 15 to 19 again. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at the feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.
و یکی از ایشان چون دید که شفا یافته است برگشته به صدای بلند خدا را تمجید می‌کرد و پیش قدم او به روی در افتاده وی را شکر کرد و او از اهالی سامره بود. عیسی پاسخ داد و گفت آیا 10 نفر پاک نشدند؟ پس آن 9 کجا رفتند؟ آیا هیچ کس یافت نمی‌شود که برگشته خدا را تمجید کند جز این غریبه؟ و به دو گفت برخواسته برو که ایمانت را نجات داده.
یا 10 lepers are healed. Only one is coming back.
And what,
does this one leper do? He comes back. Yeah, with a loud voice, glorifying God. Falling down before Jesus. Giving him thanks. Yeah, where are the other 10? Why is there only one here? Now, let me tell you where people are. What people are much better in doing than giving thanks. People in general are great in communicating their needs.
مردم معمولا وقتی نیاز دارن خیلی راحت اعلام میکنن.
The ten had no problem
اون ده تا هیچ مشکلی نداشتن
که cry out to Jesus,
صداشونو بلند کنن و بگن
saying, have mercy.
شفا بده منو.
Yeah, showing him their need.
نیازش رو به عیسی مسیح نشون
بده. Yeah, Jesus can buy the lift up their voices.
صداشونو بلند کردن که عیسی بشنوه و شفاشون بده.
They could ask for help.
تونستن با صدای
But then after they got healed.
اما بعد از اینکه شفا پیدا کردن.
Did they go back to Jesus?
برگشتن
to thank him. What has done for them?
کاری که عیسی کرده.
Yeah, they just had a huge physical problem resolved for them.
یه مشکل بزرگ جسمانی شون حل شد. یه مشکل بزرگ تو زندگیشون مطرح شد.
An issue that would stop them from being with their families.
مشکلی که از خانواده‌شون دورشون کرده
yeah,
بود.
Going around having to keep distance.
باید از همه دور
shouting and clean.
فریاد می‌زدن نجس نجس.
And yet most of them were not thankful.
سپاسگزار.
Only one of them went back to Jesus and said thank you. Now, if you would have talked with them and just go to them and say, hey, are you thankful for your healing? I'm sure they would have said yes. But only one of them took the effort to communicate that back to Jesus and gave him thanks. Now, why is that? Why are many people unthankful? Yeah, if you're doing ministry, you will see this pattern. People are very quick to voice all their needs. They're not so quick to give thanks. Why is that? And the basic answer is pride. Now, notice here that only the leper that came back, the one leper that came back, he is a stranger.
او غریبه بود.
He is a foreigner.
او خارجی بود.
He is a Samaritan.
سامری بود.
Yeah. And of course, this indicates that the other nine are Jews.
که نشون میداد اون نه تای دیگه یهودی بودن.
Yeah. Now, the relationship between the Samaritans and the Jews wasn't good.
خیلی خوب نبوده.
Yeah. The Samaritans were considered by the Jews as an inferior group.
سامری ها با یهودی.
They were not.
گروه زیر مجموعه.
They were not pure blood.
خونه خالص نداشتن.
Go to John 4 to get a feeling of that. And this of course is a story of the woman at the well. John 4:9. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
زن سامری به او گفت چگونه تو که یهودی هستی از من آب می‌خواهی حال آنکه زنی سامری میباشم زیرا که یهودیان با سامریان معاشرت ندارند.
That's the response of the Samaritan woman.
How is it that you ask me for a drink?
Don't you know what you're asking? I'm a Samaritan. You're a Jew. Yeah, the Jews don't deal with the Samaritans. They wouldn't even travel to the country if they could help it. This woman was used to be looked down on. This woman was used to be seen as less. Yeah, not the privileged Jewish nation.
No.
They were half-bloods.
Yeah,
the Samaritans was a mix of the Israelites and the surrounding countries. So, in the eyes of the Jews, they were not real Jews. Yeah, so the Samaritans were feeling that they were looked down like that and had to live under that. So of the 10, it is only the Samaritan that actually comes back. Why was he the only one? Here's why I think he was the only one. Because he was the only one who had an attitude that was humble. He had learned to be humble because he was just humble all his life by Jews. He was looked down on. And there's a connection with people being thankful and their humbleness. Or in the other direction, their pride. Yeah, arrogant, prideful people think that it's their right, that they deserve it. They will admit if you ask them, they're happy with the blessing. But they will not going to come to you and say, hey,
merci.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merci.
Yeah, the humble one, the despised one comes back to give thanks. Yeah, and this guy was sent to the priest. To Jewish priest, the same priest that probably didn't even want to talk with him. Yeah? What is the lesson for us? Learn to be thankful for the blessings in your life. Learn to be thankful to God when He comes through for you.
Yeah,
we have often have this huge list of prayer requests. I also love it when people say, hey, remember we prayed for this? Yeah, today we prayed for Sid. Hey, remember he's doing better. He's doing good. Yeah, let's thank God for the fact that he heard our prayer and he answered. Yeah, make a point to express your gratefulness to God. Yeah, most of our prayers are, give me, do this for me, I want this, and we forget to thank God for all the answers. Oh, but I'm thankful for everything that He's done for me.
Okay,
have you communicated your gratitude? Have you come back to Jesus and thanked Him? And you didn't make yourself. You didn't get you to the place you're at the moment in life. The Bible says that all good gifts come from above. Yeah, there are people in your life who have been a blessing to you. You should be thankful for them. For enduring you, for putting up with you. For helping you. For raising you. Learn to be thankful. And it takes humility to be a person who is grateful. Grateful to your spouse, parents,
your friends.
Yeah, above everything, you owe everything to Jesus. You own your gratitude to Jesus.
And
it takes humility to understand this. Yeah, the person understands, he does not have it all together. The person that understands that he or she is sinful, that's the same person that will come back to Jesus and thank Him and show his or her gratitude. We need to learn to be in people that are thankful. Are you more like the 9? Or are you more like that 1 Samaritan that came back and gave thanks? So what were the lessons today? If you want to see God work in your life, you need to learn to take steps of faith. Yeah? In response to God's words. Yeah, learn to walk by faith. If you go out soul winning, if you're a soul winner, realize that not everybody who gets saved will end up in church. Not everyone gets saved will grow in their faith. Yeah, remember, only one came back to Jesus. Don't get discouraged. That's what reality is. Yeah, at least you will see him in heaven or her. And lastly, learn to be thankful. Meaning, communicating that gratitude. And the biggest enemy of that is your pride. It takes the humble person that is thankful for those around him or her who bless you, and even more so the thankfulness that you have to give to the one you owe your life to. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.